This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled End Right, Start Right, was delivered on December 29th, 2019. Here now is Pastor Scott.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Aaron. Go ahead, ushers. Woo! Thank you for a beautiful day. I was kind of getting soggy already from the last week of rain. And, you try paint stuff in the rain. Doesn't work really well. But sometimes you just got to learn patience. Hey, so I'm looking at our food ministry and who brings food. We're looking a little thin on the first, second week, and the fifth week. So if you are already serving, I would like to make sure your name is on here. If you want to serve, then let me know so I can put your name on here so we can see where we need help and where we're okay. But, man, I think that's part of the best part of service is when we get to eat afterwards. Don't you think so? Because we get to sit down, talk story, encourage one another, see where we are and see how we're doing. You know, for some people, they had a rough year this year, trials and losing loved ones, and I can understand that's tough because in the last, 3 years, 4 years, I lost my father first and then my mother, so it was kind of rough, especially during the holidays time. We really miss our loved ones, but we always pray for them and hoping that they receive the Lord so that when they pass on, they go to heaven. This has been a great year. We've been doing classes and starting Bible studies, and we're going to continue that in the new year. If anybody out there would be interested in doing our marriage class, would anybody out there would be interested in doing to strengthen your marriage? Anybody out there? Because if you guys are, I will continue doing marriage classes from the beginning of the year. If anybody would be interested. Anybody? Oh, you guys' marriage must be all solid, huh? Yeah, okay. Well, I will probably get a sign-out sheet soon, just in case, because, every marriage could use strengthening. Amen? Amen? Yes. Even mine. Right, honey? I could be better, right? Yeah, she said, amen, 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 amen. Yeah. I was reading in Genesis, because I am 3 days ahead, so I was reading in Genesis this morning, and, I read the part in Genesis 2, it says, man shall leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife, then the two shall become one. And I thought, what? The two shall become one. And you know what came to mind? When I do two-sided copies to one-sided copy, I stuff two sheets in the copy machine, and one come out. And that's the image God gave me of a marriage. The two pages become front and back, become one. And that's the image that God gave me this morning of a marriage. Two sheets, front side, put them in the copy machine, two-sided to one-sided, and then boom, the two became one. And that's the vision God gave me of a marriage. Double-sided copy. The two became one. So if you're married and you still look like this, but need to look like this, we can work on that next year. Amen? This was a great year. I prayed for my daughters to get married, and God said, okay, I'm going to get them married in the same year. Whew. And all my black hair disappeared. They're both married. I think we had like 3 or 4 weddings in our church this year. Great. And we had some children born in our church. And it's always great, yeah, to have weddings and to have births. And I don't think we had that much funerals in our church this year. But, when people graduate from this earth and leave and go to heaven, It's sad, but yet we get to rejoice with them. Amen. And, you know, it's like we got like two more days, man, and it's going to be 2020. I wish my eyesight was 2020. More like 2300, I think, or something like that. Yeah, and I finally gave in, and I finally came out of denial, and I finally got bifocals. But these are no line ones, so you cannot really tell, yeah? I thought the day I get bifocals is the day I become old. Well, I got bifocals, so... Welcome. Yes. And some places give me senior discounts. In 2020, I will, just for your information, in 2020, I will turn 57. Oh, kind of like getting up there, yeah? So the beginning of next year, I'm looking for young, old, hungry people who are on fire for the Lord. And I want to start a leadership class on Friday mornings at 5 a.m. All right, yes. And most of you men in here are fishermen, so you can get up at 5. If you can get up at 4 o'clock in the morning for the morning bite, you can get up 5 o'clock in the morning for discipleship classes. Amen? If you're interested, come and see me. All right? So we're ending not just 2019, but a whole decade. And I can imagine, like, feels like just like yesterday we were turning from 1999 to 2000. Imagine, remember all those guys taking the money out of the banks, thinking that everything was going to shut down? I didn't worry because I didn't have any money in the bank back then. Who cared, right? If the bank shut down, I would have probably lost like $100 or so in my savings. Way back then, I just started going to church and started to get my life turned around, and I think you're like, oh, that just seems like such a short time ago. And I mean, I was very new and just started going to church, and I mean, it was a great thing, you know. For me, I like to do things around the house. I like to build things. I like to fix things. I like to tear down walls in my house just because. Yeah, I asked my wife. She had to live through project after project after project. Start one, don't finish it. Start another one, don't finish. Start another one. And, you know, and so the ending of 2018, I said, man, I got to start get going. So this year was pretty good because the beginning of the year, I did my kitchen countertop, my island, which was a piece of plywood for like a couple years. Yeah, it was. And with a nice cover on top so you couldn't tell. But I finished that. I finished my two bathroom countertops. I finished my laundry room. My laundry room had a countertop that was also plywood that was not covered. But because of all the stuff on top, you couldn't really tell. So I did all those. I finished put the trim around my doors and my baseboards. I did my driveway. I did some fencing. So I got a lot of stuff done this year. I still got a whole bunch more. I still got sidewalks to do. I really do. When I had my children were living with us, we were a family of my wife, my two girls, and me, and all girl dogs and hens. So I was surrounded by females. And if, you know, if women, you know, I love them, but sometimes when you need to use the bathroom and there's three women in the house and two bathrooms, it's a problem. So when they were living with me, I built an extension, a small one, at 8 feet by 20 feet, and I put a laundry room, an extra shower, and an extra toilet in there. And I connected it in the patio to the house because my girl said, I ain't washing laundry outside. But now that they're out of the house, I want to tear it down because I want my patio back. It's another project, but I'm not willing to start that until I finish some other stuff. You know, I love doing projects, and like I said, I love tearing down walls. And when I tear down the wall, it's, you know, and I do the difficult parts of it, I kind of lose interest. When it's just time to nail a little wood or paint a board, it kind of like, oh, that's so boring. You know, and I kind of lose interest and I jump onto something else that's really challenging, and then I don't finish. And I still have stuff to finish. I have some incomplete projects. I have some sidewalks I need to pour and things I want to do. And man, I wish I could do them in the next 2 days, but sorry, it's not going to happen. Sorry, honey. But I did make progress this year. She has a nice countertop in the kitchen and in the bathrooms. And, you know, it's moving forward now. And this coming year, I want us to start in a way that we take care of things now. You know, there are certain things that we can do in the next 2 days, okay, in the next 2 days, so that we can start 2020 right. And this morning, we're going to look at stuff we can do or things we can do to finish 2019, to finish out this decade on a good note, so we can start next year with a clean slate, no unfinished business. Well, at least the stuff that we can finish. If you got to build a house and an extension in the next 2 days, sorry. You know, although it probably could be done if you have all these men come to your house and do it. But no guarantees, yeah? You know, and a really good place that we can start and work on with 2 days left is our relationship. You know, I want to ask you a question. How is your relationship with God? Is it where it should be? Is it where you want it to be? Is it where you desire it to be? Or is there more to be desired in your relationship with God? Is there more that you can do on your part? Because I believe God is doing all he can to reach you. Is there something that's hanging over any of your relationships? Maybe you need to say sorry. Maybe you need to ask someone for forgiveness. Maybe you're mad at God because you never got that new car for Christmas or that uluopo that you so wanted but not needed. Maybe you never got that house for Christmas, or maybe you never got that spouse for Christmas. Is anybody out there having issues with God? I know earlier in the year, I remember I told you I had some issues with God. I was pouring cement and it rained. And I looked up at the sky and I said, really, God? Seriously? And I was like, oh, I couldn't believe it. But you know what? For whatever reason it is, and I know what the reason is because he told me. He said, next time, ask for help. How many of you guys have an easy time asking for help? Not me, yeah? Kind of our men, we get kind of pride issues sometimes. And I was like, you know, it's always I get them, but I don't get them. And God showed me that I need help. And so when I'm going to pour cement next time, I'm going to call you guys. We're going to mix 20 yards by hand and pour me one slab. Right. But yeah, so do you have any issues with God? Are you mad at him for anything? Do you need to like say, Lord, I'm sorry. I cannot be telling you how to run my life. I cannot tell the potter what to make with the clay. You know, are there any relationships here right now that you need to correct with your parents, with your siblings, with your children? Because if you can do that in 2 days, man, wouldn't it be great to start 2020 like, oh, everybody that I was mad at or everybody I had issues with is done, is taken care of. I asked for forgiveness, moved on. Oh, I can start 2020 fresh and clean to make more people mad. No, not just kidding. Just kidding. We can start 2020 with like a clean slate. I forgave everybody. Everybody else forgave me. Oh. When I go in a mall and I see them coming, I don't have to duck in one store to hide. Or when I'm pushing my cart in the supermarket, I don't have to run down an aisle that just to run away from people. People do that, you know? How many of you do that? You see somebody you kind of don't want to see, and you go down a different aisle. Yeah? Or you see me coming, and then you get all these boos in your wagon. Phew! God! I seen that happen, and don't worry. I just gonna follow you home. Just kidding. Again, okay, so is there anything that you need to do in the next 2 days that you can to make things right? You know, if you're thinking about someone, then you might be that person who needs to make something right with someone. So here's the first point we can do in the next 2 days, making relationships right. Romans 12:18 is a very crystal clear scripture on what we can do. And if you have your Bibles, you can, you know, if you open it up to Romans 12:18, if you have your Bible, it's a good scripture to highlight, to underline, to mark up. So every time you pass that, you see it. Romans 12:18. And I want to ask you, whether you're reading in your bulletin or in your Bible or up on the screen, I want you to read this out loud with me. Ready, go. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. So it says, as far as it depends on you. Not as far as it depends on them. As far as it depends on you. Who is you? Me. You, right? As far as it depends on you, be at peace. You know, this verse is a summary of our core of our Christian living. If we can love people the way Christ loved us, we will be willing to forgive. And if we have experienced God's grace, how many of you experienced God's grace? Right? I think we all have. We would want to pass it on to others. Right? If somebody lets you in traffic, what do? You let somebody else in traffic. You've been given grace, you show grace. And we should pass it on to others. And remember, grace, undeserved favor. Ephesians 4:32. Right after Romans, you go Acts, Romans, Galatians, Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Be kind, tenderhearted. Not be rude, hard-hearted, unforgiving. No, it's just the opposite. Who do you need to be kind to? Who do you need to be tender-hearted to? Maybe it's that coworker who was rude. Maybe it's that coworker who don't carry their own weight. Maybe it's that neighbor, the one who lets his dog loose and the dog poops in your yard. Yeah? You have one of those? You must live next to me then. No, I try my best to keep my dogs under control. Maybe it's the neighbor with the loud rooster right by your bedroom window. Yeah? You have that? There's so many chickens that are loose nowadays, and they're thriving. The mongoose is not doing his job. Man, with all the chickens running loose and making all that noise, all you need is one papaya tree with green papayas, and you got dinner. Yeah, amen. Somebody bring chicken papaya. It's going to be green papaya and wild chickens. But, yeah, free range. There you go. So, you know, is that the person that you need to be kind to and forgive and make amends with? That is Christ's law of forgiveness that he taught in the gospel. Are there relationships out there that you get to make right before the year. Because you know what? You don't have to. Right? You don't have to do anything. I'm not holding a gun to your head telling, go make it right. Make my day. Go make it right. You get to. You get to go and make these relationships right. And you cannot tell me they're on the mainland, they're far away, because technology is so amazing. I mean, you can send one text right now to them, and by the end of service, in fact, in the next couple seconds, they'll get that text. Right? You can just text them, hey, you know, I did you wrong. Please forgive me. I am so sorry. If they respond, they respond. But you did what you had to do. So if there is something that you need to make right or you get to make right, man, you got 2 days to do it. Go do it. Make those relationships right. And number two, making your relationship stronger, not just with other people, but with God. In Mark 1:35, Mark in one of the Gospels, in the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. You know, Jesus got up early, peace and quiet, before all the crowds came. And he went away to someplace quiet, someplace secluded, and he was praying there. Sometimes we get so caught up in ministry. We get so caught up in getting here at 5 to make fried rice and to make coffee that we forget times of solitude and prayer, of individual worship. For me, if I don't read my Bible and I go straight to the office, oh man, as soon as I get to the office, the first thing I do, turn on the lights, turn on the AC, turn on my computer, check my email, and then I can forget reading. Because in the office, there's so many things I can do. I can study. I can read my email. I can answer email. I can take care of the finances. There's so much things I can do and then read. So a lot of times, I need to get my reading done before I get to the office. Or I really got to discipline myself. As soon as I get into the office, turn on the light, open my Bible, and ignore everything else until I finish. And sometimes, you know, you say, oh, I'm going to read it when I get to the office before everybody comes in. But you know you, when you get to the office, first thing you like to do is work, right? Even if you are early. So we got to make sure we, in order to strengthen our relationship with God, we got to not let other things get in the way. And even ministry. Here's some suggestions. Man, seek the Lord before your busy schedule takes over your thoughts. Right? I mean, sometimes, for some of us, that's even just driving to work. Right? We need to sit at home and seek the Lord before we even start the car. Because as soon as we turn that ignition on, the radio is going on. You may have it on Caleb. You may have it on the Hawaiian station. You may have it on country. How many links to the country? Yeah? Country station's been out for a week or so, I think. It's like, oh, well, I guess God's telling me listen to Caleb. Sometimes you got to withdraw from noise and demand so you can focus on God. When we go fishing, I walk. I walk to a secluded place far away on the edge of the cliff, and I sing. I sing with all my heart because none of the guys can hear me. Only God. And I'm down there, and I'm singing. And it's just a wonderful feeling. Sometimes I'm singing as the sun is going down. Sometimes I'm singing as the sun is coming up. And there's just not enough of those moments. We got to schedule more. Guys, you guys got to take me fishing more often. You're doing me a favor when you do that. Okay? You know, take Jesus' attitude of regular communion with God. You can reflect on the priorities Jesus had for his life. And number five, you can determine to pray on a more regular basis. Not just when it's raining and you're pouring cement. Okay. Not when you're in crisis, not when you're driving and you see the blue light behind you. Oh, Lord, sorry, please, Lord, please, no. Not just in times of crisis. How many of you pray when it's all good? When life is like awesome, you have food in your stomach, you have sun on your face, your gas tank is full. Do you still pray? Or is it when your gas is empty, it's raining, you're starving, and you don't have money? That's when you pray all the time, regularly. Luke 5:16, but Jesus himself would often slip away into the wilderness to pray. So many things fight for our attention. We often run ourselves ragged, attending to everything that's going on. I get to do this. I got to cook this. I got to wash this. I got to clean up the house. You know, I got to wash my car, cut my grass. You know, so many stuff fights for our attention. But Jesus, he took the time to withdraw to a quiet place, a deserted place, to pray. And I think strength comes from God. And when we are connected to him. This morning I plugged in the coffee pot, didn't turn on the power, wondering why one of the coffee pots wasn't percolating. And it's like, well, hello. It's like, we're not plugged into God. We're going to be like one coffee pot that's not in use. It's full, ready to go, but it's not connected to the source. What good is that? Right? What good is a fan? You turn them on and everything, but it's not plugged in. Well, it's not going to work very well. I think you and I, we receive our power when we stay plugged into God, when we slip away to pray and connect. You know, it's crazy how much time I have all day to text, to respond to text, to check my email, to look at what's going on in your lives on Facebook, because you guys put so many stuff on there, and that's how I pray for you guys, when I see all your stuff on Facebook. When I see your pictures like this, you're shocking, and all the beer cans in the back of you. I'm watching. Huh? You don't think I see it all. I see the thing, and I'm praying that you be safe. You enjoy, but you be safe. You know, when you don't water a plant, it withers. When you take that time to water it, fertilize it, it thrives. You know, I choose to let my spiritual life and my relationship with God thrive when I take these steps and these times to connect with him, and it helps grow my faith. You know, you heard that saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder. I mean, you can, or like some people say, out of sight, out of mind, right? You know, you say, you're absent from God. You know, it's like, no, you need to be with God. You know, the in the Old Testament, the Israelites, they were like not paying attention to God. They were ignoring him. And then what did God do? God allowed them to be captive, to be captured by the Babylonians. For 70 years. How many, anybody here 70 years? 70 years old. Wow, that's pretty good. That means we're fairly young in this church. We're trying to get younger. Imagine being captive for 70 years, a lifetime. And when I first read it, like, wow, God, you allowed your people to be slaves, to be captive in a foreign land for 70 years. 70 years, that's beyond retirement age. 70 years. And then he gave me this word in Jeremiah 24:7. I like Jeremiah 24:7. Jeremiah 24. 24 hours a day, 7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Jeremiah 24:7. Isn't it cool how God just arranges things? And he says, I will give them a heart to know me 24/7. Right? For I am the Lord, and they will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with their whole heart. That's why God allowed them to go get captive. So when they come back, he's going to be their God 24/7. Is he your God 24/7? He's my God 24/7. And that's what happened. Their relationship with God was so superficial. It was so weak. He allowed them to be captive for 70 years, only for them to return one day so that he could be their God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hebrews 13:12. Take care, brethren, that there not be any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God. I tell you what, when we get together at our men's ministry, we encourage one another. I'm over there looking, okay, who is missing? Who is missing? So we need to like either call them, pray for them, text them, and see how they're doing, so that none of us falls away. And it's their choice if they don't want to answer our calls or not. But on our part, men, we try to find out how everybody else is doing so that none of us falls away. You know, I think if we are persistent in our unbelief or our doubt, eventually I think God will say, okay, you know, I'll just let you be. And he's going to wait until we stumble and fall and turn back to him. Sometimes he might have to wait until we're broken all the way to the ground so he can rebuild us. And that's what he did for me. He let me go spiraling down, down, down until I hit rock bottom so that he could rebuild me in the right way. And we in order to prevent having an unbelieving heart, oh, God's calling. Hello. God wants to talk to one of you. You're going to make him leave a message? Siri, I don't know whose phone is that, but God is calling. Mike, edit that out from the... Yeah, so we cannot neglect that, our relationship. Absence will either make the heart grow fonder or beware, because the enemy is prowling around looking for someone to devour. He's looking for someone who's going to stray. Here's what, God will never forget you. God loves you. And here's the last point, number three. Start getting into God's word. Don't tell me, oh, I'm going to wait to the beginning of the year to start. Start now. Get 2 days head start. Get into, anybody need a Bible reading plan? I got the whole year right here. So if you need one, come grab one from me. And we read together. But some of our leaders, I tell you, I read 3 days ahead. It's like Moses in the wilderness, when he went 3 days ahead of everybody, so he could scout, okay, where are we going to camp? No, we can't camp here because there's no water. We can camp here because there's shade and there's water. He went 3 days ahead to scout, check everything out. I ask our leaders to go 3 days ahead so they can see what's coming up for the rest of us. So in 3 days, you'll be reading Genesis. And you'll be reading about the creation, about God said, God said, God said, and everything that God said came to be. You'll be reading that in 3 days. Romans 15:4. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. How many of you know that when you read the Bible, man, there is just so much hope for a future with God? The knowledge of the scripture affects our attitude toward the present and the future. And the more we know about God and what he has done in the years past, the greater confidence we have and what he will do in days ahead. You and I, we need to diligently read our Bible so we can have confidence that what God does will be best for us. It is in his best, it is in our best interest. If he didn't answer your prayers, maybe you weren't ready for it. That's why he didn't give you that $1 million you asked for. Because if he did, you wouldn't be here right now. Right? If you had that $1 million that you asked for, guarantee you'd be, I don't know, Mauna Kea Beach Hotel or Hapuna or Dubai or someplace, right? Maybe you'd be in Las Vegas, right, trying to win another million. Yeah. So start getting into your word and start keeping a journal. Jeremiah 32. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, write all the words which I have spoken to you in a book, right? I mean, it's great that you write it on your iPad. Maybe he didn't have one back then, so he didn't say, write all the words I have spoken to you in an iPad. But if you read and you don't write it down, 20 minutes later, I'm going to ask you what you read. What's from Revelation? What was it? Something about one dragon, I think. But if you write it in a book, you can refer back to it. Don't wait till next year to start. I believe God gave me a word for next year, and it's disciple. So in 2020, we really want to emphasize getting into God's word, getting into a small group, understanding fully what you read and applying it into our lives. And that's what we want to do next year. And in the first Sunday of the year, we're going to kind of outline what we want to do for that year. So I'm going to see, God is calling all of you today, man. Woo! He's telling you, pay attention. Amen. So with that, I wanna pray for you, and I wanna ask the men, would you make your way up here? And if you wasn't up here with us earlier, then hey, you are welcome to join us, men of New Hope East Hawaii. And the rest of you, I'm gonna ask you to bow your heads, close your eyes. If you need to ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, now is the chance. Okay? So as the men make their way up, the rest of you, would you bow your heads and close your eyes? If you need that relationship with Jesus, then pray this prayer with me. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? I want to pray for you. Anybody out there? Anybody out there? All right, you may put your hand down. Lord, you have seen the hands, and they said yes to you. Not only they have received the best gift ever, the perfect gift ever, the gift of eternal life, but they have made the relationship right with you. And going into the next year, I pray that they would walk with you, they would grow with you, and they would trust you. So Lord, thank you so much for those who said yes to you this morning. And I pray that you would grow them in the coming years. We thank you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Right, could you stand? Yes, give the Lord a hand. Hey, yes, we do have our missions offering. It's the fifth Sunday. If you want to give, please do so. If you are unable to give, I ask this of you. Would you pray for our missionaries who risk their lives and are overseas and are trying to reach the lost? Pastor Aaron is going to take care of that.
Let's say thank you to Pastor Scott. Wonderful message to end the year right and begin right. Amen? Amen. Like you were saying, if you don't know, we are a part of the Four Square denomination. If you didn't know that, now you do. Okay? And our denomination actually got started as a missionary operation. And you can go look up the story on that. You can go to foursquare.org. Now, if you type in Foursquare, you're going to get all kinds of stuff because there's that Foursquare thing that goes on the app and all that. That's not the one you're looking for, okay? You're looking for International Church of the Foursquare Gospel, ICFG. And you can look up who our missionaries are. There is a very long list. In that, we get to be a part of a very global picture because as a local church, 90% of our efforts are given to our local community. That's what God has called us to. But he has also called us to be a part of the global picture. And we get to be so in that way. Every fifth Sunday, we do this. We take up a missions offering. And that's what we get to do today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you stand. And we're going to pray over the offering. And then we'll go out with the men singing our last song for the year, okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we want to thank you. Thank you for what we get to do, not just in our community, but throughout the whole world, Lord. We know that you're a God who oversees everything, and we get to be a part of it. Would you receive these gifts and touch the lives of many, even across our whole world? Again, Lord, we pray that your will be done. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you guys ready to sing? Let's sing with all of our hearts. I want to sing.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.